Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, Sarah Gon. Great to be chatting again.
Hi, Simon. I haven't heard from you for ages.
You're absolutely right. You absolutely have not. But that's all fixed now. And here we go. And I see you are being very Sarah Gon-ish because the topic of the discussion today is DigiWatt. And I'm absolutely asking DigiWatt.
Okay. Well, the city of Johannesburg, their development planning officers, which are basically responsible for giving permission to build and develop areas, etc., has suffered a break-in, vandalization of and theft of computers. Now, that's probably not unusual, and I wouldn't want to know in this day and age what the security was like. But the member of the mayoral committee for planning, development planning, councillor, she goes with a wonderful name, Councillor Belinda Echeozongjoku, has expressed deep shock and disappointment because she doesn't believe that it's just a matter of people going in and burglarizing stuff so that they can go and sell it out on the streets or whatever. She believes that it is a result of disgruntled employees who are reluctant to see the progress of the digitization process of development plans onto computer, partly because they, you know, it may make them work harder, and partly because I imagine the opportunity for corruption is probably considerably reduced if it goes digital, as opposed to being, I don't know, little brown folders on your desk. And she's very perturbed about it, and she thinks sabotage is the motive. That's the she calls it rogue and unlawful behavior, has rendered our officials without the tools of their trade and preventing them from effectively performing their duties. Now, it's not just in that. I mean, we've had, we are what, 2022, guys, and digitization is fairly new there, and it's fairly new with the police, and we know that the firearms registry has been the source of a huge amount of crime-related incidents because either guns have been shipped to essentially gangs from storage facilities, guns that were supposed to be destroyed, or the registry itself. People are being awarded gun ownership licenses when they don't have the guns legally. And I think the poor Colonel Charles Kinnear, who was murdered or assassinated because of his investigations into this whole thing, that was one of the things he was looking into, were gun licenses. And also the very fact that it hasn't been properly, efficiently and digitally run means that people applying legitimately for gun licenses have been unable to process them for months, if not years. So another area where our police have let us down. So digitization, not so much.
Not so much. Interesting article in the Mail and Guardian. I didn't have time to get to it this afternoon. Things had a way of flowing where they flowed. But an article from the Mail and Guardian, Bonang Mohale, South Africa has all the markings of a failed state. I mean, this is not a man who doesn't know what he's talking about. Worrying comments, Sarah. Your comment on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, a couple of years ago, I would have thought that was hyperbolic, but not anymore. When you look at the extent, I mean, I saw a headline also somewhere, I couldn't find it again, but I saw one yesterday saying that we will probably have to render our railway system, it's redundant, it cannot operate anymore. And I mean, when you're talking like that, you saying South Africa's heading to or at becoming a failed state is probably not an overstatement. The government has got to get out of the way.
Sorry, we're going to leave it there. As always, thank you. It was great chatting again, and let's do it again next week, same time.
Cool.